Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Beis teaches us Tan Rabbanan, Gambach. Sukkah and Gambach stands for Sukkah Goyim, Sukkah that was made by Goyim, Sukkah Noshim, a Sukkah that was made by women, Sukkah Behema, a Sukkah that was made for animals. There is a pshat that it means a Sukkah that was made by animals. Obviously, somewhat of a difficult pshat. How could an animal construct a sukkah? Sukkah's kutim, a sukkah that was constructed by kutim, says the Braisa further, sukkah mikamakim, and the Gemara further in the Amud explains what sukkah mikamakim comes to teach us. Ksheira is a kosher sukkah, uvad shitei musucheches kelchasa, as long as it was made properly. Ask the Gemara immediately, my kilchasa, what is meant when it says that the sukkah was made kilchasa? For as Rashi explains, the Braisa certainly can't mean to teach us that it has to have all of the halacha sukkah that we began the perek with, tzolsam ruva mechamsa, kosher eschach, etc. Because why would we think that this sukkah is any different from any other sukkah? And just like all sukkahs have halachas on how and requirements, how the sukkah must be made, this sukkah can't be any different. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, for who shasul itzel? It has to be made. The sukkah is only kosher if it was made for covering. And then, is it considered a kosher sukkah? Otherwise, it's not considered a kosher sukkah. We will, amidst Hashem, in our shir, concentrate on Rashi's pshat and what the Gemara means when it says sh'asol etzel. But I do first want to mention the other pshatim that are quoted in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says that the pshat is that has to be made l'shem tzel, means that the schach can't be too thick. And as the Torah in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Hey explains, because Rabbeinu Tam is going here according to his shita, that says that if you have schach on a sukkah that's too thick, that the rain can't penetrate, the halacha is that it's not a kosher sukkah. And just to speak for a moment about that psak of Rabbeinu Tam, that the halacha is that the schach has to be not too thick, and the Mordechai also says that l'chatchila one should make schach in a way that you could be able to see the stars through the schach. Of course, the Gemara later on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us that if it can't be seen, the stars can't be seen, the schach is still kosher, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel, that the schach has to be thin enough that you should be able to see through it the large stars. But if not, it's still kosher. But the Magen Avraham quotes that the Levush and the Bach paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that if the rain can't penetrate the sukkah, it's possible. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Vav in Simen Tef Reish Lamed Aleph says that b'di'eved, if you made schach that's very thick and you can't remove the schach, it's still kosher. The Sefer Me'adim V'zmanim in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Vav, says that even Rabbeinu Tam, who's machmer, and says that you should not make schach, which is too thick, only is speaking in a situation where you built it in a way that it's a house, and you made very thick schach. But if it's not that thick, and if it's going to rain very hard or snow, the schach will not be able to, the snow or the heavy rain will be able to penetrate the schach, says the Moyadim V'Zmanim, that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it's a kosher sukkah. Furthermore, he says that even if you have very thick schach, but you have a spot on the sukkah where the schach is not that thick, and through that, and on that area, you could see the stars and the rain could penetrate, then even Rabbeinu Tam as well would agree that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Because by having, what's the reason, he explains, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't want you to have thick schach? For as we know, a sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai. By having a spot on your sukkah where the schach is thin, you're showing that your sukkah is a diras arai, and therefore it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, because the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay in Tafrei Shlamed quotes the Prima Godim that says just the opposite. He says that according to Ben Utam, if you'll have in your sukkah an area of four tfachim with very thick schach, that would cancel the entire sukkah. But that's the Rebbeinu Tam's pshat in Sichecha Kol Chasa. Rashi, however, has a different pshat. Rashi says that Sichecha Kol Chasa, Amrav Chizda, V'usha Asol Tzol Sukkah, means that it has to be made, it should be obvious that the sukkah was made L'shem Tzel, that was made for an area that you should be protected, and not just for privacy. And also, the Ran takes it a step further. The Ran says that it should be obvious that the sukkah was made l'shem tzeil, and was not made l'shem dira u'l'shem oitzer. For an apartment or for a warehouse. The Ra has a different approach in understanding the Gemara. The Ra says that what the Gemara means to say here is that it doesn't need to be made l'shem chag, because we know, as the Gemara and the next sugya on Daf Tesam and Aleph teaches us, the opinion of Beis Shammai, that a sukkah yishon is possible. And the reason Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah yishon is possible, because Beis Shammai holds that the sukkah has to be made l'shem chag. So the Gemara here is coming to teach us that we don't paskel like Beis Shammai. As long as it's made l'shem sukkah, it doesn't have to be l'shem. It's fine. Daruch Lener makes a very interesting observation. He says, we began our shir by learning the words of the Braisa. And the Braisa said, Suk mikamaka im kshera. And then the Braisa said, Uvvat shetei musuchaches kolchasa. So ask Daruch Lener, when the Gemara comes to explain the words of the Braisa, the Gemara first focuses on the last part of the Braisa, the words, Uvvat shetei musuchaches kolchasa, and then it goes back to the words, Suk mikamaka im. Shouldn't the Gemara have explained the Braisa in the proper order? So he answers, Before the Gemara explained the word kolchoso to teach us that the sukkah should be made l'shem tzeil, I would think that what the Braise is teaching us is, with the word sukkah mikom makom, that even if the sukkah was not made l'shem tzeil, it's kosher. And that's what the Braise wants to teach us with the word sukkah mikom makom, that even if you made your sukkah not l'shem tzeil, your sukkah will be a kosher sukkah. Kamash Malon teaches us the Braise, but now that we've established that no, that sukkah kolchoso means that you have to make it l'shem tzeil, so sukkah mikom makom can come to teach us that if you made it shloi l'shem tzeil, it's a kosher sukkah. So therefore the Adi Gemara wants to know, what is sukkah mikom makom? Yes, come to teach us. And the Gemara tells us that it comes to teach us the Sukkos Ragbash. In learning this Gemara, there are three questions, halacha questions, that come up. One question is, the Gemara is saying that the sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil. And the question is that what is indeed the proper kavana one is supposed to have when he constructs the sukkah? Furthermore, the Gemara says that a sukkah snoshim, a sukkah constructed by women, is a kosher sukkah. Here too, we need to understand, when the Gemara says that the sukkah is made by noshim, it's a kosher sukkah, there's a famous opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam, and Tosfos here asks the question that Rebbeinu Tam teaches us that a woman can't make tzitzis, because the halacha is that anything that a woman is not, anything that a person is not obligated in doing, they're not mechuyif, they can't do. And that's why women can't make tzitzis. So here we have a question. Here we're learning that the sukkah of a goy, the sukkah of a woman, a kosher, the question is, a goy is not mechuyiv in mitzvah sukkah. A woman is not mechuyiv in mitzvah sukkah. Yet they're kosher to make a sukkah. Why, by tzitzis, does Rebbeinu Tam tell us if you're not mechuyiv, you can't make the mitzvah? Yet by sukkah, we're learning that a woman can make the sukkah. And the other question is that the Braise teaches us the sukkah's gambach, the sukkah of a cotton, is also kosher. Now the question is, why is the sukkah of a cotton kosher? Our very same Braise that we just finished explaining taught us that the sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil. If the Braise is teaching us that the sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil, obviously there's an element of kavana involved in the construction of the sukkah. And we know from all areas of halacha that a cotton is not considered a bardas. So if a cotton is not considered a bardas, why is he allowed to make the sukkah if he's not a bardas? These are the questions that face us as we discuss the halacha of sukkah, when we discuss this Gemara and the ramifications of making the sukkah. So we'll go in the order that we asked the questions. The first question that we asked was, what is the kavana one should have when making the sukkah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph teaches us as follows. So Chanarach teaches us, sukkah av pisha noinasis l'shem mitzvah, even if the sukkah was not made l'shem mitzvah, k'sheira, says the Chanarach. However, for who shetei asuya l'tzeil, it was made l'shem tzeil, k'goy Sukkos Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kutim, Royim, Kaitzim, Borgenen, Soimre Sodis. So Shulchan Aruch clearly paskens like our Gemara, this sugya and the next sugya, that you don't have to have the sukkah made l'shem tzeil. You don't have to have the sukkah made l'shem mitzvah, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, but you do have to make it l'shem sukkah, that it should be made l'shem tzeil, because that's what makes it a sukkah. And in fact, I saw in the Sefer HaSukkah that he says that the halacha is when one is constructing the sukkah, he says from the Kaf HaChaim, the l'chatchila, one should say when he puts on the schach, hareini noisein schach b'shem mitzvah. The Mi'adim Vizmanim says, just like when we do a mitzvah, when we make tzitzis, for example, he says, before we make the tzitzis, we say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Similarly, one should say before he makes the sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. However, he says, based on our Gemara that we just learned, what's really best, what you should say l'shem tzeil. Because if you say l'shem sukkah, in fact, I saw he says a very interesting issue. One would think that if somebody is making the sukkah and he says l'shem mitzvah sukkah, he's doing something which is l'chatchila. But he suggests that maybe you shouldn't do that. Because if you're saying l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you're following the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says on Daf Tes that you have to make the sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah. But we pass on like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel, saying l'shem tzeil is enough. So saying l'shem mitzvah sukkah may actually be a problem versus, because we know the Gemara Masech the Brachas says that ha'oisa k'divrei Beis Shammai b'bokeh Beis Hillel is roi l'schai b'nafshai. In fact, he therefore quotes from Yecheskel Abramsky, who said when he made the sukkah would say explicitly l'shem tzeil and not say l'shem mitzvah sukkah. When he sat in the sukkah, that's when he said, "I'm coming to a mekayim mitzvah shiva sukkah." But when he made the sukkah, he said l'shem tzeil. However, the Sha'al Satshuvas Chelkas Yoyev and Simon Chav Ches says that if somebody is making a sukkah, and that's of course the typical situation, that if somebody is building a sukkah, he's building it l'shem mitzvahs sukkah, the halacha is that's adequate and you don't have to do any more. And so too does he quote the Sefer Meroy Meisada. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says in Simen Tov Reish Chof Vov Sif Aleph, Ein adam yotzi dei chavasoi, el b'sukkah she'ena asuya el l'tzeil b'vad. Somebody is not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah only if it was made l'shem tzeil. And he gives an explanation. Dugmas ananiya kovid. Just like the ananiya kovid were made l'shem, were there l'shem tzeil, so too should the sukkah be made l'shem tzeil. And therefore he continues, Avol Mesuya Gam Ladira. And now he's discussing, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is opening up a very important question. He says, let's say somebody has a sukkah room in his home. And the sukkah room in his home is a sukkah with a schach, but it's also part of the house. And that room is also made as for a dira, Dina Lodador Bekvias, that he is going to use that room to live in. For loyalist toif of betzil b'vad, he's not just making the room to be in the shade of the room. Or shasui gam l'shtams b'tashmish l'tznius, or you want to use it as a place to do other things. Kigoyin l'oitzer, you want to use it for a shed. Or shah tashmish l'tzorach l'asoyis v'mokim tznua. Or shigam asui l'machsel l'mista mezer v'motor. You want to make your sukkah as a place to be protected from the rain or the weather. Kol she'ena sui l'tzeil b'vad, ein zeh sukkah. So Shulchan Aruch Rav is very machmer. And he says that the sukkah has to be made specifically and only l'shem tzeil, and not for any other purpose. And he gives a final explanation. Sherei habayis sumiyuchad l'chol dvar me'elu. A house is used for all these purposes. But the Torah wants us at sukkahs to go out of our houses and to go into the sukkah. The Torah amr sukkah v'loy bayis. So how is the sukkah, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, distinguished from your home? The sukkah is distinguished from your home because the sukkah is l'shem tzeil, and that's only l'shem tzeil, whereas the bayis is used for a place to keep things, a bayis is used a place to live, a bayis is used for a place to be protected from the elements, and that's not what a sukkah is all about. And therefore, says the Shaul's Teshuvas Chelkos Yoyev, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if somebody builds a sukkah with the intention to use it both for a home and for a sukkah, and when he put on the schach, that was his intention, the halach is that it's possible. The Shaul's Teshuvas Avni Nezer in Or Chaim Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, the Shaul's Teshuvas Machs Avram and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph disagree. And they say that as long as you had Kavana Letzeil, the fact that you had another Kavana as well is acceptable. I did see in the Sefer HaSukkah that he wants to distinguish between a situation where somebody had Kavana Letzeil Uladira, that there he's Machmer, because Adira is the opposite of Tzeil, versus if you have Kavana for Tzeil and you also want to use it for another purpose, not as Adira, there he's more Mekel. According to this, says the Chelkos Yoyev, that if somebody makes a sukkah without any Kavana, that's not a kosher sukkah. Because our Gemara is clearly teaching us that a sukkah was required to be made l'shem tzeil. And therefore, he, in that Sefer HaSukkah, in the back of the Sefer, he has Piskei Halacha from Reb Shlomo Zalman. And Reb Shlomo Zalman discusses that, let's say, if your schach fell on your sukkah without you having placed the schach on the sukkah, it may be possible sukkah, because that schach was not put l'shem tzeil, and since it wasn't put l'shem tzeil, it's not a kosher sukkah. He does discuss Rav Shlomo Zalman there a situation where the schach was put on the sukkah l'shem tzeil, but in the course of sukkahs, because of the wind, the schach might have shifted. So the spot where the schach is now was not put there l'shem tzeil. He wants to be mekel because he says as long as it was originally put l'shem tzeil, the fact that it's not on the original place doesn't make a difference, as long as it was put there l'chatchila, as long as it was put there l'shem sukkah l'chatchila.